So I'd like to begin with basically an overarching question. A question that I would imagine is something that probably we all experience. Certainly I do. I imagine maybe some of you have this kind of experience as well. And that is that, how do we bring our life into a certain sense of a continuum? Meaning that if we would examine our day seems to be made up of a lot of different experiences, very fragmented. Our lives are fragmented. We have a lot of different kinds of experiences. Some of them holy, some of them mundane. And how do we transfer, or how do we change our lives to go from very fragmented and to where there's a sense of shlemut? How do we connect the dots in our lives? Okay, if we had time, I would ask some of you guys to tell me what did you do today? What did you do today? And you would say, I got up in the morning, I went to davening, then I went to breakfast, then I chilled out in my room, then I went to Seder, then I took a break, then I went to Shir, I got a coffee, this, that. There's a lot of different parts to it. Some of them are holy, some of them are less holy, some of them maybe are not holy, or less holy, or something worse. But how do we take all those different parts and parcels and connect the dots and make it that we're actually heading and everything's sort of connected, everything's related to one overarching thing? You have here in the dot that you we handed out here, taking from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay, should be floating around here. Anyone see? Okay, any extras of these back here? Want to send some up? So Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. It says here, "Va'omdim ba'ashmuros lo mar slichos b'yom rishon shelifnei Rosh Hashanah." Okay, we get up in the middle of the night to say slichos. The first day, meaning the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, v'imchal Hashanah sheni shlishi matfilin. Sheni or shlishi, excuse me. Matchil miyom rishon shavua shelefanav. Okay. In other words, we have to make sure that there are 4 days between the time we start saying slichos until Rosh Hashanah. So this year works out very conveniently. This is like the minimal amount of time. Okay. Starts on a Wednesday night, so we have 4 days of slichos. And then we have Rosh Hashanah. So, but if the year that falls out on a Tuesday, so you actually start saying slichos a week and a half before. This year we have 4 days of slichos. The question is why? Why do you need 4 days? Why can't you start? Even if Rosh Hashanah starts, you start the Motzei Shabbos at 4. Starts on Monday, Tuesday, big deal. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes. You see here in Sifkat Dalet, right underneath it, Lomar Slichos. It says here, I'm looking, I think I copied the wrong thing. Yeah, this does. Yeah. I cut off the wrong one. Anyways, you have to trust me on this. That it's actually Os Hey, not Os Dalet. Os Hey, it says. In Os Hey, it says, quotes to Elia Rabbah, which is also quoted here in Os Dalet, Sifkat and Hey. Okay, Sifkat and Hey. It says.
Who says this?
Sorry? This is the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Elia Rabbah, which is one of the Rishonim. It says basically two things. Okay, Michal, you with me? It says two things. It says, number one, it says that on Rosh Hashanah, one, we are on Rosh Hashanah, we're preparing ourselves to be a Korban Lashem. We're preparing ourselves to be a Korban Lashem on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why you need 4 days Because just like a korban needs 4 days in which you examine the animal to make sure that there are no blemishes. So just like a korban, you have to examine for 4 days to make sure you check the entire goof of the animal, that there are no mumin, there are no blemishes. So too we need 4 days of preparation. We say slichos for 4 days in which we check ourselves to make sure there are no mumin, there are no blemishes in us before we go and sacrifice ourselves, so to speak, before God on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbi says. Chaval, you don't see it inside.
So
you will look it up. Okay?
So
why don't we
say 4 days before?
4 days, but
that's
the amount of time you have to.
No, I'm saying,
why don't
we say 4 days before, not
starting Yom Rishon? Because we want to start on Motzei Shabbos. Okay? We have a lot of things we have to fix for Motzei Shabbos in our lives. Okay? Yeah? Right? Okay, so we want to start on the Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, Menucha, that's the pizmon of that first night. So we want to start on Motzei, we want to start at the beginning of the week, we want to have a full week, but minimal is 4 days. Yeah, is another question? Okay, so bottom line is we are preparing ourselves as a korban, and we want to check ourselves that there are no mumin. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean practically? What does that mean that we are like a korban on Rosh Hashanah? What does that mean for us?
What's the other thing you said?
Say again?
What's the other thing you said?
You have to, that we are a karban, okay? That we are like a karban on Rosh Hashanah. And number two is that we have to check ourselves that there are no mumin, there are no blemishes in ourselves. Okay, number three, totally unrelated question, but hopefully we'll connect it. And that is, you guys are learning Masechta Sukkah, you're starting from the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. And one of the if you learned already in the first daf of the Gemara, daf Beis, that sukkah has to be a diras arad, not a diras keva. What exactly is the deeper meaning of a diras arad? Okay, one of the things that we will try to do in the course of this shiur is actually try to also take questions from what we're learning in the morning, the masechta that we're learning, trying to understand in a little deeper way. What is the halacha trying to? What's the message for us in Masechta Sukkos? And the last question is relates to the tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. I was about 15 years ago, so I was on the chinuch staff at Camp Masora. And
wow.
So part of, yeah. So I was part of that. We actually had I'm not talking about myself, but some of the other people that were in the Kings, it's a pretty all-star lineup. If you want, I'll tell you about it another time. But one of the jobs of the staff is, I imagine they still do this, kind of like a big Kiddush, but like in the middle of davening, like before Ashrei, we would say like a little Dvar Halacha or Perish of the Tzvila connected to what we're doing. So I remember I got up one morning and I was talking about something in davening, and I related to the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. And remember I said, like we say, you're all familiar probably with what we say in Rosh Hashanah, V'tein tein pachtecha. V'tein tein pachtecha, I said. So I knew it sounded funny when it came out of my mouth, and because it's V'chein tein pachtecha, if you didn't catch that up. Okay, that's like the beginning, right, of that first bracha of Hamelach Hakadosh. V'chein tein pachtecha, and I'm going about V'chein tein pachtecha. So one of the rabbis there is actually Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Gash Yudin, Rabbi Andin's older brother. And till this day, for 15 years, he teases me about that. Like V'chein tein pachtecha. Yeah, right. V'chein. And give us pachlecha. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what the point is that what are we davening for? V'chein tein pachlecha. And therefore, give us fear. Give us fear. Rav Soloveitchik was asked by a top psychologist who used to attend the Rav Shir. He says, you know, as a psychologist, I don't understand this davening, this prayer. My whole life I've been dedicating to try to remove people's anxieties and fears. And here we come to Rosh Hashanah and we're asking God, give me fear, give me anxiety, give me fear. It doesn't make any sense. We're trying to rid ourselves. That's the whole work of psychology, is trying to remove people's fears and anxieties. So what is this tefillah? We say, give me fear and trepidation. So I want to draw your attention to answer these four questions. I want to draw your attention to, on the back to this page here, is the Ramban here, okay, which really the whole shir is just a little Ramban. And many others have said it after the Ramban, maybe using a little bit different language, but it's all here in the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban, this is the Ramban taken from Parshas Va'eschanan, towards the end of Parshas Va'eschanan. The Pasuk says, Va'oso ta'avod. And he you should worship, you should serve. L'da'atam, says the Ramban, Shetiyeh lo b'chol eis ke'eved ha'kanoi ha'mishareis lefnei Adonav tamid she'osa melechas rabo ikar v'tzarchei atzmo arai. That is, that at all moments, one should see himself as an eved, as a servant, that is purchased, that he's owned by a master, and he's serving his master always. He makes the service, the work that he does for his master, ikar, right? That is his primary focus. V'tzarchei atzmo arai. What does arai mean? Not really temporary. Secondary. It's secondary.
Secondary.
Okay, thank you. Ikar, Melechas Rabo, Ikar, Vitzarche Atmo, and his own needs is secondary. Av Shiyomu Mizeh Masha Omru V'chol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim, which will lead a person to the point, Avi, where a person's whole essence, everything he does, he's doing L'Shem Shamayim. Sha'afilu Tzarche Gufo, even when he's attending to his own bodily needs, l'shem avodas ha'el yiyu. It should be for the service of God. So when he's eating ragala, when he's eating schnitzel, he's actually doing it for the service of God. Yochal, he eats, vayishan, he sleeps, v'yaset tzrachav, and he tends to his needs. Kidei kiyu maguf, that means going to the bathroom, kidei kiyu maguf, la'avod Hashem, in order to maintain his body so he can serve Hashem. Kinyan She'amru, as it says in Medrash Rabbah, gracious, V'inei tov ma'od zushena. Very good is sleep. Right? Very good is sleep. I think it was Rabbi Elazar, or Elofsky spoke last year. Remember that? He always tells. I don't know if he told it last year, but one of his classic stories is that he once went into a class, tough group, and he says, "Okay, what do you guys like doing? What's your favorite thing to do?" So one guy says, "I love to sleep." He says, "Oh, you love to sleep? Then you're going to really love death, right? If you like sleeping, death is even better." So tov ma'od is shena. V'chishena tova, is sleeping good? What's good about sleeping? Mitoshu yashen kima hu omei v'osek v'torah. No, sleeping is good. Because you sleep, you get yourself a power nap, you sleep a little bit, which enables you then to stand and serve God and learn Torah. Says the Ramban that a lot of our lives appears to be that we're living a double life. On the one hand, we're davening and we're learning and we do a mitzvah here and there, we do a chesed, we go to Sanhedrin, orphanage, whatever it may be, and we're involved in mitzvahs. On the other hand, we live our lives, involved with the physicality, physical things. We eat, we drink, go out to eat, we go meet friends, we go to a movie, we We have our fantasy football team. We have all these things that are, they're not holy. Not necessarily saying anything wrong with them per se, but it's like it's a different life. So it appears often that we're leading a double life. That we have, like, we're in service of two things. We're in service of God on the one hand, and we're in service of ourselves on the other hand. And a person often has the approach, which I think a lot of people have, is that, you know what? I understand that I have to learn every day. I understand I have to daven three times a day. I understand this is what's obligated. I'm obligated. Right? And I'm going to do it. And a person can feel like after day, you know what? I davened well. I got up from an inn. I was there on time. I davened well. I learned well today. Now, 10 o'clock, now it's my time. Now I earned it. I earned it. I did well today. I did what I needed to do. I check it off. And now it's my time. But basically, that approach is that there are two, what we call in the language of Chazal, two rishuyot. There are two authorities here. There's the authority of God, and I dedicate many hours to Him. And then there's another authority, whether it's me or it's the physical world or it's my boss or whatever it is. And then I have to serve that authority. So what the Ramban is saying is that we have to reorient ourselves. That really we're just serving one God. We're just serving one God. And everything we do is in service of Him. We're not serving two gods. It's not, even if I had a good day, great, wonderful. It doesn't say, okay, now it's myself. Now I'm going to focus on me. There's an amazing story that the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to tell about his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rayatz. It's a well-known story, but some of you probably heard it, where the Rebbe at the time, he was arrested. It was in 1927, he was in Russia, he was arrested by the communists, and they wanted to try him with treason, they wanted him to rat out other people. And he wasn't cooperating with the interrogation. So one of the officers there, he pulls out his gun and he puts it to the Rebbe's head and he says, you know, this toy has a way of getting people to cooperate. Many mouths have been opened when putting a revolver to someone's head. To which the Rebbe responded, the Rebbe, the Rayatz, responded, and I'll use the language, such a beautiful language. He says, that toy frightens only someone who has but a single world and many gods, but not one who has but a single God and two worlds. If you live your life where there's many gods, and that's the way a lot of people live our lives, and maybe we ourselves. But if you live your life that there's only one God, and there's really only one power in the world, but there are two worlds, so you have nothing to fear. The Rebbe was not, he did not show, display any fear. The guy put a gun to his head. I would be shaking, not the Rebbe. Because for him, one God is a reality. Two worlds is a reality. And if we are shaking, as I would probably be, because we're not as sure as the Rebbe is that our avoda, our recognition of one God needs work. Our belief in two worlds, right? This world is only a world that's arai, that's secondary, also temporary. The other world is ikar. So the Rebbe wasn't fearful. Rabbi Soloveitchik answered the psychologist, yes, it's true. We have not developed, no psychology, no science has yet developed a way to remove these fears. Everybody has a fear. The question is, what we're asking, or what we're asking for, we're davening for on Rosh Hashanah, V'chein tein tachtecha, to say, Hashem, I want all of the fears that I have, all those things. I'm afraid of dogs, of spiders, of dark rooms, of what may happen if I get on a bus, or all these things. I want it directed just to you. That I'm not fearful of anything in this world, any kind of physical danger, that all my fears is directed only to the one God. Yiras Hashem is what I'm asking for. And if I have Yiras Hashem, really, real Yiras Hashem, then nothing else. I will not be afraid of anything else. Rav Huttner, in this letter, a very well-known letter, you may have seen this last year. It's one of the, there's a collection. Rav Huttner was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chaim Berlin. He has a svarim called Pachad Yitzchak. There are many very interesting letters, but there are two letters that everyone in Yeshivas quote. This is one of them. And in these two particular letters, he actually uses English words. He was a Chaim Berlin, was in Brooklyn, still in Brooklyn. So here's one of these letters where he actually uses English words to capture what he's trying to say. It's a beautiful, beautiful letter. We'll just, it's kedai to read the whole thing. I just want to read the first paragraph together. And we're skipping to the fourth line. In this letter, I want to tell you, kilafi dati hanaftulim halalu, your struggles that you're describing in the letter, right? He's receiving a letter from one of his students, that you are dealing with b'michtavcha in your letter, mikoram, their source, it's because of a mistaken understanding of the matter. Haroshim akali hamikavel ibarecha, the general impression that I get from your words. So ki zuhi hanachav shutazacha, ki secular career, who double life. The impression that I get from your letter is that you think that if you're going to have a secular career, right? Many students from Chaim Berlin went on to work in professional careers, and that you're struggling with this. I'm leading a double life. I have a career. I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. Whatever the case may be, and I'm leading a double life. It's not. I'm not involved in holy things during most of my day. It's unnecessary for me to tell you that I would never agree for someone to lead a double life, to lead two different lives, to compartmentalize himself. Omnam. A person who rents out a room to live in, right? He rents out a room in an apartment where that's where he lives, chayei toshav. V'socher lo od cheder b'malon lachyo bo chayei oreach. And he lives, he also rents out another room in a hotel in which he lives the life of a guest. V'vadai sheyesh lo double life. This person is leading a double life. Okay? Figuratively and literally, right? If a person owns a home and he has a hotel room on a retainer, you can imagine what he's doing in that hotel room. Okay? I don't think this is what Nisada Rabbin was talking about, but maybe. But he's leading a double life. He's leading two lives. Aval. However, Misha Sochelo Dira Bachte Chadarim. Yeshlo broad life, not double life. But a person who rents an apartment that has two rooms, he's not leading a double life, he's leading a broad life. What does he mean? What's he trying to say? What?
They coexist.
They coexist. Say more, it's a nice word.
One
okay, so that's the mashal, right? Explain the mashal. What's the nimshal? What is... What is he trying to give from, teach us from this mashal?
What
is possible?
Part of the same mass?
Huh? That's true. That's part of the mashal. What's the nimshal? What a tie. I can't hear.
They build off each other.
Huh?
They build off each other.
Build off each other. Okay. You're saying nice sound bites, but I don't understand anything you're saying.
Driven by
your
word
of
it should be
driven by your
word of
should be your
word. Okay. Oh, great. Okay, good. Yeah.
The only reason why you have the root for the particular secular when we see this time, when we're going on the secular roots in that house is because of the issue of the father.
Okay. In other words, a person can lead a life, a professional life. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction to the life of holiness. As long as it's all part, it's all connected. Fellas, it's all connected. It's all part of one mahalat here. It's all part of va'oso tavo. Right? It's all part of my worship of God, my service of God. And he tells a beautiful story here. Zichorani shebikarti pam Yushalayim. Beveis hacholim shel Dr. Balach shlita. In the hospital of Dr. Balach, which is the hospital we know as Shari Tzedek Hospital. He approached a sick person who was about to go into the surgery. He said, give me your mother's name. The doctor who was about to perform the surgery says to the patient, give me your mother's name. The doctor is saying, I want to daven for you before going into the surgery. Some people may get nervous when the doctor says, I'm going to daven for you before I open your heart. Right? But he's saying, look how beautiful that is. It's all part of one. In other words, the person understands, when I'm performing a surgery, it's all part of I'm asking as a shliach of Hashem. I am a God's servant and messenger, acting out in His will, and so I pray and I do the nituach together. It's not a contradiction; it's one and the same. It's two rooms in the same house: the surgery and the prayer. My friends, when we enter into a world, we're looking for a broad life, not looking for a double life, and people struggle with this. You'll speak to people who are now in college, your friends who started college, or they feel like I'm in two worlds. Even if they go to a place where they're, it's in the same building, they feel like they're in two worlds. On the one hand, I have my college classes, and they don't have any. It's totally disconnected from what I'm learning in the morning. Forget about the guys who don't even have the learning, right? Who feel like this is a total disconnect. But one can do those things. He could be studying Kodesh in the morning and studying Chol in the afternoon, and it's part of one continuum. As long as he understands that everything is part of my Avodas Hashem. It's not two different worlds, it's all part of the same building. The same room, same apartment, just two different rooms. Our Avoda has to be that which, when I step out of the Beis Medrash, I'm not closing the Gemara and that's it, right? I'm going back to my room. And that's it. Don't bother me. It's that I'm not Nesiyat Das. I'm never leaving, so to speak, the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is not leaving me. It's still, when I walk onto the basketball court, when I go back to my room, when I go meet with friends, it's all part of one consistent continuum. It's not fragments. You know, sometimes you see a guy that's very chill, very calm in the base. You know, he's chill, and he's very comfortable. He's got his big coffee, and he's very chill. And the base, very quiet and chill. But when he goes out of the base medrash, there's certain things that excites him tremendously, and you see the excitement. You see, he gets all worked up over something. So Rav Volbi or Shlomo Volbi says that a person has to, we say about that person is like he left his Yetzirah in outside the Beis Medrash, which is nice but not good enough. A person should take his Yetzirah and bring it into the Beis Medrash. Meaning, what we're trying to take the things that excite us and trying to bring it into the Beis Medrash so that we're excited about Avodas Hashem. It's not like I'm doing this because I have to do it, but what really excites me, really gets me going is X, right? And you can fill in the X. We all have our own X, right? Whether it's the Mets or a fantasy football, or it's going out to eat, or whatever it is, working out, whatever it is, our X is. We want the things that excite us outside, ideally we want to bring in. And that's what it says, that a person, b'chol levavcha, Chazal say, b'shnei yitzrecha. To serve God with both your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the get up and go in a person. And we want to channel that. Channel the excitement we have for other things and use it. And about Hashem. Now, again, a person doesn't mean that a person is excited about a certain thing, a certain activity. So use it. Use it in Avodas Hashem. There's a well-known story you may probably have heard. It's about Rav Moshe Weinberger, Shlita, who was invited to some of his chevra invited them on a Super Bowl to come watch a Super Bowl with them. So he comes over. He comes late in the game. I think it was probably one of the Giants Super Bowls, because those tend to be like have these exciting endings, and. It was probably Giants Patriots, probably the first one. And he's with this chaver, and he's a good guy. He's the guys who are part of his Kehillah of Esh Kodesh. And all of a sudden, as the game's getting closer and it's fourth quarter, the Giants are starting to come back into the Patriots. Like the whole room is getting up and down, jumping up and down. It was a great play. Maybe it was the catch, David Tyree's catch, and they're all jumping up and down. And Weinberg goes over the TV, turns off the TV. And they're like, huh? What? He said, and he says to the chevra, he goes, chevra, do your kids see you this excited about Torah and Tzfilah and Avodas Hashem?
Wow!
And he walked out. And he walked out. What does everybody ask?
Did they
turn the TV back on? Right? What happened after that? You know, I would gather they did, but at least for a moment they probably like stunned, like punched in the stomach, like whoa. Okay, turn it back on. You know, but Lamaisa, do we get excited about Avodas Hashem as we do about all our exes? Our current, our exes, whatever do we? Thanks. Okay, do we get excited about it? The Rashba says, "B'chol levavcha," is that a person, his greatest taiva should be in Avodas Hashem. Person has to, we have to make Melechas Rabo Ikar. The service, our work that we do for our Rebbe, our Master, our Creator has to be Ikar. Everything else is secondary. Kol Masef Yu L'Shem Shamayim. So to answer all our questions, there's a lot more to say, but we go after the Yom Noraim. After Yom Noraim, after we have checked ourselves. 4 days before we understand we're about to bring a carbon. Meaning, what is a carbon? We bring a carbon. Ola is Kula Lashem. That we have to recognize that we have to prepare ourselves, that come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that we are Kula Lashem. Our whole being is for God. Melechas Rabo Ikar. And it means we have to, since we're a carbon, Kula Lashem, we have to make sure there's no blemishes in this carbon. Which means we have to do a Cheshbon Nefesh. We have to check ourselves. What needs fixing? What things that we're doing we have to stop doing? What are things that we have to take on ourselves? What midos needs improvement? And after the Yom Narayim, after teaching ourselves that lesson, we come to Sukkah. Before we enter into our Diras Keva, our primary home, we enter into Diras Arai to remind ourselves of this important rule, that this world is secondary, that our existence, our physical existence, our Dira in this world is a Diras Arai. It's only a secondary kind of existence. The Ikar is our service of Hashem. Yes, it's important, it's nice to have. Chazal tell us that a good home is marchiv da'ato sha'olam. Borrowing the language, abroadens our life. Language of Rav Hutner. A dirinah, isha yafa, the good Chazal say, a beautiful wife, a beautiful home. This expands our appreciation of Hashem. But as long as avodas rabo ikar, if the service of God is our main focus, then we are able to connect the dots. Everything we do, ideally, every moment. Some people live their lives, they check off the things that they need to do. I daven shacharis, check. I learned, I did my two mishnayos today, check. I did this, check, check, check. But a one who's an Eved Hashem, call him a chassid, he tries to say, what did I use this minute for? Did I use this minute in service of God? Or did I not? Every moment becomes part of this avodas rabo. Everything is connected. Everything is part of one whole. That's how we lead a life of shlemus. I'll just end with the story that really needs more introduction than I'm giving it, but just because it's going, we have to end. And that is that. This story also from Moshe Weinberger. He was giving a shiur in the mountains, and he goes in the summits of the mountains giving a shiur in Sefer Iyov. And at the end of the shiur, this woman comes over to him, a 90-year-old Hungarian woman. And he's talking about suffering, talking about the Holocaust. And this woman clearly had been through the Holocaust, says, you know, Rabbi, can I have a word with you? And he's thinking that this woman's going to give him, like, you think you know about the Holocaust, you little, I lived through it. She says, I want you to know, I'm from Budapest. In Budapest, I actually was living under false papers as a non-Jew. And the Nazis were coming around to check the papers. And I had my papers, I had the papers I needed, I had good documents, but I was so frightened. My hands were shaking. And there was a woman that was with me, a non-Jewish woman, who was saying, what's going on? Why are you so frightened? He said, what do you mean I'm frightened? The Nazis are taking the papers. He says, but so what? He goes, you have good papers, and if you're not Jewish, why should you be frightened? He goes, and if you are Jewish, then why should you be scared? Because God is always with you. God is always with the Jewish people. You have no reason to be afraid. If he wants you to live, you'll live. If he doesn't want you to live, you won't live. And she says, Rabbi, I swear to you, the moment she said those words, my hand stopped shaking. If you live with that understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, there's really one world, one God in two worlds, then there's really nothing to fear. Gam ki eleich begeit samavis lo yirara ki atayim adi. We ask God for one fear, and that's fear of Him. Have a good evening.